Okay, if you accept at this point that the Beatles want you to believe there was an accident, you'll be interested in some of the photos and portraits on recent Beatle album covers, which may contain further references to the death of Paul. The jacket on the Sgt. Pepper album, recorded in 1967, shows a hand raised over McCartney's head on the album's front cover, which suggests an Eastern death symbol. Also, on the back of that same album cover, Paul is the only Beatle not facing the camera. On the cover of the Magical Mystery Tour album, fans think they have identified Paul as the Beatle wearing the costume of a black walrus. Again, remember, the folk symbol of death. On the latest album, Abbey Road, the Beatles look to many fans like a funeral procession, in which Paul McCartney is the barefooted corpse. He is the only one not wearing shoes. In Britain, many people are buried that way. On the Sgt. Pepper album, Paul wears a uniform which has a patch on the sleeve. On the patch are the letters OPD. Advocates of the Paul is Dead rumor insist that this is official London police jargon for officially pronounced dead. If you'll look at the Magical Mystery Tour LP cover, you'll see all the Beatles wearing red carnations, except for Paul McCartney, who is pictured with a black carnation. And on that same album, Paul sits in a military uniform above a large sign which says, "I was." Going back now to the musical evidence, song after song on the Beatles' albums seem to perpetuate the rumor of Paul's death. Another example, the complex selection, A Day in the Life, could refer to the accident. Now, remembering the earlier part of that lyric, did he say, "Lucky man who made the grade," or grave? Well, also on that same Sgt. Pepper album is a song called "Good Morning." Some fans claim this song refers to the time of the accident and the aftermath.
To do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Now, for more so-called evidence, let's go back to the White Album, again by the Beatles. In an empty track, by the way, is those grooves between songs which normally contain nothing. Well, on side two of the album, between I'm So Tired and Blackbird, we discovered some moaning. Now, when the moaning is reversed, you can hear John Lennon saying, "Paul is dead, miss him, miss him." First, we'll play the track as it sounds on the album.
Give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind.
Now, the same passage which we have reversed. Now, this is reversed. Does the voice say, "Paul is dead now, miss him, miss him"? Well, as you probably read, this week's Life magazine reports that when the whole band of the song Revolution No. 9 is reversed, the horrifying sounds of a traffic accident, a bad one, emerge. There is a collision and the crackling of flames. Life also says, if the piece is taped stereophonically and then reversed, one of the four tracks has this on it. The words, "He hit a light pole, we better get him to see a surgeon. He went to see a dentist instead." Then a car horn blares. And following, this can be heard. "My wings are broken, and so is my hair. I'm not in the mood for words." we have that right stereo track isolated and reversed it. Listen to this.
So any of those, he went to see the dentist instead.
My broken chair, my wings are broken, and so is my hair. I am not in a mood for wedding.
Ha 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 ha